I was in bed. I'd gone to bed the night before, feeling tired with a slight pain on the right hand side of my neck. I went on to bed and I woke out of my sleep knowing that there was something very unusual happen, that something like this has never happened to me before. I felt my face, first of all. I could feel that something just wasn't right when I awoke with my face. So obviously the first thing you do is get your hand to feel your face, because my face kind of felt numb. So I tried to get my right arm up to touch my face, and I couldn't move my arm. I reached for my left hand to feel my face because it was so numb. I was thinking, God, what's wrong with my face? Is my face actually here? What happened? And I could feel the numbness, you know, the sensation. I tried to talk out loud to speak, and I tried to say something, and the words just couldn't come out. I couldn't talk, and I kind of knew at that stage this is obviously some sort of a stroke that I'm having.
It sounds terrifying, to be honest.
It was at the time, and you know, the fear kind of overcomes what's happening to you, and that's the scariest thing. When it happened to me, I pray. I was in bed and I actually started to pray in my head, in my mind. I was thinking, thank God I'm alive. At least I'm alive, you know, and something worse didn't happen. I went and got back into bed.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't
No.
tell anyone?
No.
You didn't
No.
think of right time to phone
No.
the ambulance?
No.
Did you think it would pass?
At the time, because it was very early in the morning, and I thought, don't want to be bothering anybody. That's just being honest, Elaine, and that's the wrong thing to do. And I wouldn't advise anybody who has those symptoms to do what I done. I mean, the writing's on the wall. We saw the ads and the TV, fast, face, arm, speech, time, and time is of the essence. I came on into work that morning, unfortunately. Came into work, something I shouldn't have done. It was almost 9 o'clock, and I was feeling gradually that the numbness was going away. And I came into work, and Grace, who works with me, said, God, look at your eye, look at your face. And I said, do you know, Grace, I think I've had a stroke this morning. And she said, get to that, God, you know, what are you doing here? You know, and I says, yeah, I know, but I'm sure I wouldn't be bothering anybody now. You know, I'm grand. And she said, no, this is, you know, this is serious. So I eventually went to the doctors, and the doctor sent me on to Elton McGilvin. And it can happen to anyone of any age, you know, male or female, at any time. And that's the awareness that we need to create, that we need to put out there. When I was up in hospital, the nurses were telling me that they're seeing more and more younger males and females coming through the stroke unit.
Anyone listening to you today who would think, oh, that's awful, but you know, some stroke is something that could never happen to me, what would you say to them?
I said the same myself. And when it happened to me, I thought the last thing I thought was a stroke, and my symptoms, the signs were all there. And you know, this could happen to anybody at any time, particularly within the first 24 hours of your stroke. If it's a minor stroke, you could take a major stroke within that 24 hours. So it's critical that you are seen as soon as this happens. So I wouldn't advise anybody to do what I've done. I was a very, very silly person and not seeking medical assistance right away, but obviously 999 if, and you know, right away.
I'm in your office, you're back at work. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I thank God. I'm on medication, and I attend my outpatient appointments, and I've been to a few, and you know, there is good aftercare. I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling finally onwards and upwards.